Yes. The warning. Warning. The following show features songs performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals. Accordingly, Rusty Mike Radio and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any song or activity performed on this show. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Wednesday, October 13th, 2010, and do I have a hell of a show for you. Right there, we started off with Motorhead and the King of Kings. Now, you're probably wondering, dude, what was with the quality of that song? That's what it sounds like when you're listening to it live. That's what it sounds like when you have 60,000 people screaming along when a man covered in oil with wet hair comes in wearing nothing but his Speedos and he's waving his hands at the audience. He's going, ooh! That's right, that was an entrance song to Triple H, one of the biggest, brightest, and hugest stars of the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment. That's right. In the studio with me tonight is John on air high five.
On air high five.
Woo! Woo! Tonight we are having a very, very special episode because for as long as I can remember, John and I have definitely shared, other than rock music, one big passion, and that has always been wrestling.
Comic books.
Well, let's try it one more time. Molesting children. What? We've always had a great time talking about wrestling. And tonight, after many a long time, we finally figured out that we could do... We could mash those...
We can take wrestling and music and somehow bring them together.
On your show all the time on the Indie Insurgents, you do something called a mashup.
Right.
This is what this is. This is a musical mashup of a great sport and great music.
See, because a wrestling match is exactly like a good rock concert. Because when you're finished, you're all sweaty and bloody and bruised.
I'm pretty sure I remember, like, I can agree with you maybe on the bruised a bit, but the sweaty part I can definitely do without. But as long as the band is sweaty and bruised, then you know that they had a good time out there.
Yeah, as long as you don't get groped by a big, hairy, or other man.
As long as you don't get smashed in the head by a chair. I mean, as long as the band's getting smashed in the head.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like, I know, for instance, there's a band, why am I blanking on their name right now? They sing the song Siberian, Glassjaw. You know Glassjaw? You've heard of Glassjaw? So Glassjaw, when the lead singer freaks out on stage, sometimes he'll just go crazy and like spit in the face of his guitarist or go up to his bassist and smack him across the face.
There's a really great story with the Sex Pistols when they just got to America. They got into a huge fight with the audience when they were actually smashing guitars into the audience. That is, my friend, that is a Royal Rumble.
No, I'll tell you what happened. That story, the way that it actually goes is they came to America for the first time, and they were performing in no other than Texas, right?
Obviously, so they were like in Texas, you do.
And they're playing, and the audience had no idea how to deal with them, and some guy rushed the stage with a knife. He's just like, I don't know what this is. I should kill it. So he was
like a true Texan.
And Johnny Rotten, the bassist of, yeah, you know, who obviously, by the way, do you know that Johnny Rotten, they used to turn off his bass because he was so bad?
Yeah.
So he just took his bass guitar and smashed this guy in the head.
And that's when Jeff Jarrett got the idea for hitting people over the head.
The chosen one. I don't understand. We actually don't have Kid Rock on the show tonight.
Yeah,
but he used to come into Cowboy. Which was great. That's the thing that we love the most about wrestling. I mean, every once in a while, even today, like when I'm sitting in front of a mirror and I'm like dancing out, rocking out to rock music, I used to think to myself, if I was a wrestler, what would be the most awesome rock song that my entrance, that I would come out to? Because some of these guys have the most inspiring, energy-pumping music ever.
I mean, Ric Flair has that amazing classical theme. You know, you just come in, it's the Nature Boy. It's the... Wait for it.
Woo! Woo! That's totally freaking out on the... When you go that loud, it totally fuzzes out. I mean, this song is actually called Sprach Zarathustra. That's the actual name of the song.
So said Zarathustra.
Yeah, it's... There are a lot of bands that come out onto stage to this.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, what's it called? Green Day come out. This is the song that they always come out to.
And you know why? Because of Ric Flair. He's such a huge guy.
Absolutely. That's why Green Day do it. It's inspiring, you know?
I don't know what about you. I want to go out right now and hit somebody over the head with a chair.
Well, in that case, we should most likely be playing Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, which is always inspiring. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be going, first of all, through a lot of the theme songs that the wrestlers use in their shows, but we're also going to be going through a lot of music that
they use for the events.
Right, exactly. For instance, when you have a WrestleMania, sometimes they bring bands out during the show who perform songs, and then those songs become the official themes of those events. You have themes like Backlash and WrestleMania, and name some other ones.
Royal
Rumble, Summer Slams. I mean, they have all these pay-per-view events.
POD played Rey Mysterio's song live on stage when he came out. They were high in the air, and you have this little midget just running around under them.
Rock music and wrestling have gone, especially since the 80s when like glam metal's big. In honor, you know, we're going to get to it. What I want to get into the music right now, because the time is quickly running out. I want to remind you that if you have any requests, and they better be wrestling-related requests, I want you to hit the live chat button on the Rusty Mike homepage, or of course you can reach me, Maximum Mike, on Facebook, or you can send an email to rockforkies@gmail.com. Also, if you want to call in 02-563-1492, or if you are in the States, 1-301-850-2484. If you want to talk about a great wrestling match you were at, or a great wrestling match that you saw, because John and I are definitely going to be doing that at some point, call in. Let us know what you think of wrestling. Especially, I know that right now they have like the Israel Sports Radio. It's a new website that's going on. Everyone's listening there. That's not real sports.
This is wrestling. That's the real sport.
Let's kick things off right now. This is Static X and Start a War. off the 2004 WWE pay-per-view Survivor Series. That was the X's and Ugly. Now, John, what I'm trying to tell you here is that a lot of the songs that we pick, not necessarily all of them are used as, let's say, entrance music, but the idea is that a lot of these songs were chosen in between, like they were played during the pay-per-view series, or they were played when they put like montages together. All
right.
And those songs were chosen because, like, for instance, Ugly, if you listen to the words, it was all about, I'm ugly, but I'm standing up strong, and I'm going to kick your butt in. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So before that, we heard a band also, Static X, Start a War. Obviously, war, probably a Royal Rumble-esque
Just
song.
To know a couple of things, Static X actually did several things for wrestling-related music. They had a great opening theme for the late WCW tag team called Chronic.
I'm going to try and find like the first 2 seconds of that song. So okay. All right. What else did
they do? The opening. I think they had the opening song for the new ECW and WWE. And, you know, it's the sort of music, you know what? I'm going to freaking Google them as well, and then we'll see. Yeah. Because this is just great radio right here.
No, I'm listening. No, keep going. I know the name of this song is called It's Something to Do. Oh, here it is. I found it.
All right.
Let's give it a little listen for 2 seconds. This was, you just have to, it goes like this. It starts playing.
Chronic.
And then there's like this two huge guys.
It was creepy as all.
That's the only reason why I love that team.
Okay, so Chronic was made up of two guys. I don't remember if you remember their
Adam
name.
Adam Clark and some and
Brian Adams and Brian Clark.
One of them is dead.
I'm pretty sure it was Brian Adams.
Okay.
Not the singer, obviously, Brian Adams, but Brian Clark.
Because we don't want anything to happen to him.
These two guys were just literally enormous, and during the time that they were a tag team, ready for it? They'd come in slapping hands, they were all so oiled up. I mean, they dominated. During the time that they were a tag team, I don't think they ever lost a match, but they were never big stars. Because, like, most of the big stars, to be a big star in wrestling, you really need to be able to talk. You need to have that gift. And I know you're like, what gift? These guys up there, and I'm gonna tell you that come SummerSlam, I'm gonna crush him. Well, some people couldn't even do that.
Or do it well, anyway.
Do you remember Ernest the Cat? I'm the greatest! And he was like this little black guy.
He wasn't little. He was big.
Compared to the heavyweights.
Yeah. The thing is, Ernest the Cat got out because he could talk. But, you know, if he couldn't talk, he'd be this black guy who can throw kicks.
And no, so, I mean, he was good. He was really funny because he had that more, that funk.
Remember the time they brought out James Brown to give him his coat and everything?
That was amazing. I mean, so many people over the years have been a part of the whole wrestling scenario. Like, a lot of bands have... You remember when the Insane Clown Posse were wrestling for a little while? They were with... And this was during the WCW. They were with Vampiro, I remember correctly. Vampiro and the ICP.
That was crazy shit.
There was also an amazing episode where... Who was it? Stone Cold Steve Austin was fighting somebody, and he wasn't governor yet. I don't think he was governor.
Jesse Ventura?
No.
Arnold.
Arnold is in the audience. Arnold, you can definitely find it on YouTube. Yeah, Arnold is in the audience.
Let me check that out.
And this guy's about to throw something at Stone Cold, and all of a sudden, like, a beer can flies and hits this bad guy in the face, and Arnold jumps over the ring and
awesome.
Stone Cold Steve Austin starts smashing this guy. There have been so many different times when they do stuff like that. So,
there was the famous time when Mike Tyson got into a fight with, you know, he punched out Shawn Michaels when he was fighting Steve Austin. You don't remember that?
I definitely don't remember that.
Dude, that was like the biggest thing ever at
but,
that
you know,
time.
It's important to note, though, that, and I really want to start this at this point in the show, not every song that I think is like a great theme song is particularly a rock song. John, tell me if you remember this one.
Ha ha ha!
This was one of the most scintillating opening entrances.
I hated him.
Disco Fever, the Disco Inferno.
I hate Disco. The most annoying person on the planet.
Disco Inferno was amazing. And he's so cool. That means the best part. He was a disco dancing fool, but the man could wrestle. First of all, he was
Triple
huge.
H, by the way.
Triple H, what, was fighting against Stone Cold with Arnold?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to, I mean, Triple H was always the heel, but Disco Inferno, he came out there, and even though, first of all, the man was ripped, and he was enormous, but he'd come out there with that, with the fur coat, and he'd have sometimes the pimp hat on, he'd be like, doing the wave, and he'd be doing the whole Bee Gees style. It was great. And the best part was, we're talking about the same fans that would be freaking out and screaming along with the lyrics to rock songs, all of a sudden started doing the Saturday Night Fever dance when Disco Inferno came out. People loved that man. And the worst thing, the worst thing they ever did to him was when he joined, what was it? When
Filthy
he joined,
Animals.
When he joined the Filthy Animals. At some point, I also think he was a part of the Wolf Pack.
No, at one point, he was also named Disco, but with a Q.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, but having Disco Inferno join the Filthy Animals, the Filthy Animals were a collection of wrestling guys who got together, and they were like, they had hip-hop music. They were all, most of them were Latino.
Yeah.
And then the Disco Inferno. It was absolutely ridiculous.
It became a musical-themed group.
Right. All right, so we need to get right back into the music right now, and I want to do it. Have you heard of the band Edgewater?
No.
Neither have I, but they have this amazing song, also from the Backlash 2004. It's called Eyes Wired Shut.
Don't.
And that was Edgewater from the 2006? That was 2006 pay-per-view. So that was pretty good for Backlash. Now, John and I, while you guys were listening to the music, were actually watching Schwarzenegger dominate in the ring. Apparently, he was a guest star, and he was just at the table, like, doing announcements.
Yeah.
And then Stone Cold comes out of nowhere, and they start beating up Triple H. Now, this is all exciting, but the truth is, I asked you guys to call in if you have specific wrestling memories, and one of the main men is on the air right now. Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, I can hear you somewhat.
You can hear this me? Is, by the way, this is a Rock for Rookies Network trifecta. There were never so many Rock for Rookiers on air as there is right now.
I gotta say, as much as we were a part of, like, the whole renaissance of professional wrestling in the 80s, we all missed out on the 50s and 60s, which in and of itself was huge. Like, all those, like, you know, Marvelous Marvin Hagler and all those older characters who we totally missed out. Like, the oldest guy I've ever seen, you know, I remember is Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
You never saw, what's his face, the guy with the dragon, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Oh, yeah, he was around. I mean, listen, when I was a little kid, my grandfather and I used to love Junkyard Dog. I don't know if you remember him.
the black guy that used to walk on all fours and bark at the air? I think he was kind of racist.
Yeah, he had a big metal chain he used to carry around.
Dude, that was one of the most racist acts ever. You know, even worse than that is Kamala, the Ugandan giant who's a cannibal.
Well, what about Papa Shango or, you know, you gotta love Abdullah the Butcher. Come on.
Yeah.
Speaking the guy gouged his forehead out with a fork, and that's why he does crazy scars.
I actually seen a video of him putting casino tips in the scar that he has in his head.
Huh, how about that?
So in preparation for the show tonight, I actually went ahead and I watched Mickey Rourke's The Wrestler today. And he
great
was,
movie.
And he was called
Randy,
the Ram.
Randy the Ram.
Right, Randy the Ram. And he was fighting some guy called the
Ayatollah.
Ayatollah. And
like the Iron Sheik.
Exactly. And in one of the matches, he's in this like crazy like ECW style with like barbed wire and glass and some guy's like stapling him.
The Necro
like,
Booter.
So someone in the movie though, someone takes a fork to his head and is like scarring him.
That's all happened, by the way. That was.
Well, the movie's supposed to be based on reality.
I can't talk right now.
All right. We heard that one. Now listen up.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's, you know.
So,
you know,
Johnny, I want to know right now, when we're talking music, what is some of the best wrestling music that you know?
Well, I only know a few of the theme songs. You know, I obviously loved Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Stone Cold theme song.
That's
and
classic.
I remember It's the Big Show. I used to like that one.
Oh, wait. One second. I have it here somewhere, and I thought... Also, here we go. Check this out, Johnny. This one. It was a great opening. It's called... The name of the actual theme song is called Crank It Up. Listen to this.
Well, it's the Big Show.
That is a theme song. You know,
I told you the story about when my friend met the Big Show. Have I told you this story?
No,
I guess it pays for your listeners to hear this. My friend was in an airport, and he saw the Big Show was at, like, an airport bar, and he was chain-smoking and drinking alcohol. And, you know, the Big Show, he's, like, 7 feet tall, 560 pounds or something crazy like that. And my friend went up to him, and he said, hi, Mr. Big Show, and how are you, right? And he shook my friend's hand. He gets up, he shakes my friend's hand, and he looks at him, and he goes, don't smoke, kid. It'll stunt your growth.
The Big Show is enormous, and that really, I mean, what was one of the best matches that you ever saw with the Big Show, Johnny?
With the Big Show? He had a good one with the Undertaker that I remember, where the Undertaker, he chokeslammed the Undertaker through the floor of the ring. It was pretty cool.
I saw a video, if you guys want to go on YouTube and just check it out, there's a clip of the Big Show, suplexing a guy called Brock Lesnar, who's now a heavyweight,
yeah, I know Brock Lesnar.
A UFC champion right now. He power slammed him. Superplexed him off the top rope, and the ring broke.
Wow. Yeah. Well, how about that whole King of the Ring match with Mankind and the Undertaker, where he like fell off the steel cage
Hell
and
then
he got
cell.
Chokeslammed onto
cell.
A bed of thumbtacks?
Well, for me, the greatest Big Show match I ever saw was obviously Big Show was going to lose because he had to fight Goldberg during that time where Goldberg was like 127-0 winning. Right, and he'd won every match. Where Goldberg, you know, Johnny, you remember Goldberg's finishing?
Sure.
You remember what it was? It was
the jackhammer.
The jackhammer, right? But it was first it was the
spear.
The spear and then the jackhammer. He jackhammered the giant. He lifted 530 pounds into the air and then bam, slammed him down.
I think we've come to understand over the course of time that much like you are a Marvel and I'm a DC, you are a WCW and I'm a WWF.
Well,
Same here.
No, John's also a WCW, but for me...
No.
John's also a WWF, because when I started watching wrestling, it was here in Israel, and there wasn't WWF. It was like in the mid-90s. WCW was on Channel
Star
5.
Star Plus.
Channel 5.
WCW was, but WWE was on Star Plus.
Right, so I didn't have that. So that was all I had. So right now, I need to get right back into the music, and we're going to choose something. This was a theme that was used in Raw all the time. It was by one of my favorite nu metal bands. It's called the Union Underground. Johnny, do you know them?
No.
So check this out. As far as theme music goes, this was the pay-per-view Raw theme. Check this one out. It's Union Underground. It's called Across the Nation.
Now get the guns, the drugs, from my generation. I'll take the fall, the saints, and across the nation. And it's a sin, the guns, the fiends, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on, come on, come on, let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah. Music, play that fucking music. Let's
Driver off the album Pile Driver, World Wrestling Federation album from 1987.
They
were already compiling music in the 80s of all great wrestling music.
But you can really tell that this is an 80s song.
I don't know. If we were listening to the Cats theme, you wouldn't think it was a modern day song. Oh, get on up!
Yeah, but that's
the get on, just occurred to me, that's the get on up song from Scrubs. Remember, get on up, get up. That's the. I just realized that. But no, seriously. We have to be extremely serious right now because I'm about to play one. We're gonna go through three of them right now. There were three songs during my tenure as a WCW fan that when these songs started playing, everyone was like, "Oh,
shit! Stuff's gonna go
we
down."
We actually said, "Uh oh." Now, okay, you know what? I'm not doing this in the right order. The first one that we need to do was this one. And this was the weirdest because this guy wasn't even... You know what? I am doing the right order. Sorry.
Pause. This was,
all right. I'm just so excited.
Woosha.
Okay. Check this out, John. The NWO, John. Listen to this. How many people were in the NWO by the time at their peak? It must have been more than 70% of all the wrestlers in the WCW.
Yeah. That's why they sucked.
No, that was the whole point, was that when the NWO was started, and it was started by the Outsiders, remember,
and
they
Hulk
created
Hogan.
Then, and Hulk Hogan, they all got together, and what they started doing is they started beating up every other member of the WCW until they joined the NWO, until basically there was a small group of heroes, and then, you know, everyone else was NWO.
Yeah.
But of course that wasn't good enough, because once everybody became a member of the NWO, then things had to stop. Okay? Things had to stop because you couldn't
have to change.
You couldn't have the big guys, the really, really big names, be right alongside the small names. So a splinter group broke out of the NWO, and the NWO became known as the NWO Black and White. And they all of a sudden this elite group came, and if you were a member of what became the Black and Red, then you were elite. And when this theme song started playing, everyone lost it. The Wolf Pack, the NWO Black and Red.
Wolf Pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction.
It always came out the same way. Two of the biggest names in wrestling, right? Because even Hogan didn't join the Black and Red until much, much later. But in the beginning, it was Kevin Nash and it was Scott Hall.
And Sting.
No, he was brought over much later. He was never in the Black and White. He just went straight from being a hero to being in the Black and Red.
Yeah.
And what was absolutely amazing about that was always the same way. Scott Hall would come out with his hands like totally out, and he'd like inch in, and Kevin Smith at all 7 feet
Smith?
Of him. Sorry, Kevin Nash would come out all 7 feet of him, walking behind him, and then together they would go across the separate sides of the stage, and then Scott Hall would do that pointing with two hands at Kevin Nash, and Kevin Nash would throw up the Wolfpack sign, the two ears in the air, like the Rock sign. And everyone would go, ah! They would howl. It was amazing, John. And then they'd come out. Kevin Smith would stop. Would step over the top rope, right?
Kevin
Smith. Nash would step over the top rope, and then Scott Hall was always here. Remember, even when he was Razor Ramon back in the WWF, he'd always have that toothpick, and he'd flick it at the camera, and he'd always try and hit the camera like straight out, so it looked like the toothpick was coming at you. Now, I actually managed to find this. I was very happy about this. Because those two guys were so bad, I really wanted to get one of their old theme songs. I couldn't get Kevin Nash's old theme song when he was Diesel, but it was pretty much just like
a horn.
But Razor Ramon, Scott Hall's.
Cubano.
Oh, Razor. And the funny thing is, I don't know why he was this Latino music, because he doesn't have a Latino accent.
Hey, yo.
Well, when I hear the name Scott Hall, I think Latin, you know?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, no. But there were tons of Latino wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can definitely name a whole bunch. But, like, for instance, one of the biggest wrestlers in the WWE of the years past was Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, and he actually died of
He did die. But, you know, he started in WCW.
Yeah.
He was one of the successful turnovers. Like, he did...
No, he was not successful... He wasn't very successful in WCW. It's only when he went over to WWE that he got successful. He had this, you know, great thing, you know, light, cheat, and steal.
So check this out. Okay, so when it was only his, it was like this. It was...
Viva la raza!
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie.
And he ended up going on to become the Intercontinental Champion.
He became the champion.
He was the champion of Raw or of SmackDown?
Raw, I think, at the time.
And he was huge, and he was always like, I'm a Latino lover. But what's very interesting is that when he was in the WCW, he was a part of a group called the Latino Heat.
Yeah.
Which...
Latino Heat.
Chica.
That's pretty much the same thing. Because like they were the whole Latino wrestling family. There was Eddie Guerrero, and Chavo Guerrero was also one of the fighters, and they always had Rey Mysterio was with them when they first began. And during the whole NWO thing, the Latinos split off. I don't know if you remember this, and they created a group called
the Latino World Order,
which is also just some Spanish
the colors were green, white, and red like green, the Mexican
like
flag.
Like the Mexican flag, exactly. Now, right before we get back into the music, I wanted to play the theme music of the other guy who was just like, when he came out, and this was the weirdest thing. This was during the peak of NWO, and they were just like, this guy wasn't even a wrestler. But when his theme song music started playing, people were like, uh-oh. What are they going to change now? What rules are they going to bend to help the NWO out? And this was just like, it's cool music. The two dice on the screen would always be spinning.
I don't remember.
This was Eric Bischoff's theme. Do you remember Eric Bischoff?
Yeah.
He was the promoter. He took over the WCW, and I know he eventually made it to the WWE. He was always a bad guy, and this was his...
I did not remember that.
No, like that music. And at some point, of course, when he was really NWO, they'd also have that boom, doo, doo, New World Order. I mean, they'd also have that playing right now. But we do need to get right back into
Wait. If we're talking about great WCW theme, there's only one really great WCW theme that when you heard it, you knew something's gonna happen. Somebody's gonna get broken in half.
You're right, Johnny. Yeah, John, you're absolutely right, and I think we should play it right now. I think a moment of silence for this awesomeness. Buff Daddy!
I'm Buff Daddy!
I hate you.
Buff was the stuff.
He was something.
No. Buff Bagwell was an amazing wrestler. You know, before he got picked up and he became a bad guy, he was known as... He was going to be, like, the next great thing. He was called the Golden Child of the WCW. And then he became a bad guy, and then, you know, Scott Steiner and all that. We're going to get to the Steiners later. But I do want to get right back into the music. This is actually... We were talking... we're going to slow it down just for 2 seconds because... When Eddie Guerrero died, one of the things that they like to do, because, you know, unfortunately, accidents happen. I don't remember Eddie died of an overdose. It was an overdose.
He died of a heart attack, but he died because of overusing steroids and pain medication and everything.
And unfortunately, stuff like that happens all the time. I mean, a lot of people tend to think that wrestling is fake. People do get hurt, and yes, sometimes it is drugs, and other times you have people like Chris Benoit who just kill themselves.
And their families
at the same time. But sometimes you have horrible accidents, and Eddie Guerrero, it wasn't like it was a horrible, like, it wasn't like he did it to himself and such that, like Chris Benoit killed himself. When Eddie Guerrero died, and yes, it was a drug, but it was seen a lot as a tragedy.
It was a tragedy because he was trying to become... part of it, and he had to do it in order to become as big as he was.
And just like what's-his-face, Hart.
Bret Hart?
No, not Bret Hart. Owen Hart. And that was also when he fell from the rafters, and he died, and people thought it was a part of the show, and people were cheering, and it was awful.
It was...
And stuff happened, so the WWE, when Eddie Guerrero died, put a montage together of lots of his greatest stuff. And they used a song by a band that I do love here in Rock for Rookie, so I'm going to play it with you. And I guess this would be a serious moment during our show. So this is Three Doors Down and Here Without You, which is what they used for his montage.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. A 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still with me in my dreams. And tonight, it's only you and me.
Doors Down and Here Without You. Why not? WWE did it, so why not us? Rock for Rookie salute to Eddie Guerrero, who was an amazing performer.
He was one of the best wrestlers out there.
You know, I have to tell you that of all the wrestlers that have died so far, I think the worst, like the one that I was actually like crazily upset about was Chris Benoit.
Well, yeah, because I love the Wolverine. And
the rabid Wolverine.
Yeah.
Remember he used to do the snot rockets?
That was disgusting.
It was just weird because it didn't fit his character. Remember he used to take his thumb with his nail and make that line across his neck?
Yeah.
And he'd leave the mark in his neck. But then he did a snot rocket. And you're just like, what? Why would
but
he do
that's
that?
How intense he is, you know? Oh, crap. I got something in my nose.
Crap. I got something in his nose. You know what? We didn't get to Metallica, but there was one wrestler who did use, that I know for a fact, who did use Metallica as their theme song.
Who?
In the WCW. He had two theme songs. I don't have the version, so we're just going to play his regular theme song, and everyone was always happy when this music came on. And it was usually followed by a ha ha!
Sting.
Sting was like this, like when he first started in WCW, he was like the surfer. Remember, he had pinks and yellows and greens.
He used to team with the Ultimate Warrior before he moved to WWE. He used to be this.
To WCW?
No, Ultimate Warrior. They were in WCW and they moved. Warrior went to WWE, which was WWF at the time.
I think it was the other way around. I think they started in the WWF.
No.
And then when they opened the WCW, Sting moved to the.
100%.
Well, the Ultimate Warrior started in the WWF.
Yeah, but they tag teamed together. He wasn't the Ultimate Warrior then. He just moved. They were the Road something fighters. And
so either way, so at Sting, when he first started off, he was all, you know, colorful like the Ultimate Warrior. And then like something happened and he like went away and then he came back. He was all creepified.
He was attacked by the NWO.
That's
and
when
he came back as the Crow. To event.
It was amazing, Sting's return. And he also had that woo! He would also scream. Remember after he did the splash?
Yeah.
And he always used this creepy music that we're listening to right now. He'd like drop out of the rafters and he'd come, like the lights would go out, and all of a sudden when the lights turn back on, he'd be in the ring. He always had the baseball bat. Remember the baseball bat?
Yeah, he was WCW's Undertaker.
For a while, I guess you could call him that, though he was never as creepy as The Undertaker was. I did find at some, you know what? I don't actually have The Undertaker's theme here because I got all the wrestling songs, right? And it was really funny, out of all the wrestling songs, there were The Undertaker's theme number 1 through 25.
The guy had like
25.
He had a million themes.
It was but they all started off the same way.
Boom,
just that bell ringing in for
the
a while.
The Undertaker's dong.
I don't think we should be taking that out in front of the kids though. But the other thing is sometimes you heard the dong and then you'd hear the footsteps as if he was walking. And then I remember you hear the Dead Man Walking.
That was mixing a lot of themes.
No,
together.
But they put the themes, like they would always be adding and subtracting, and that was a really creepified theme that they did right there. Yeah.
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 Undertaker.
Now, I want to get into this because we're already in the second hour of Rock for Rookies, and it's important to note that for a while, I mean, at least in the 80s, you know, some of the wrestlers actually had to sing their own theme songs.
Yes, which is hilarious.
Now, one of the ones, now, I know that Rick Derringer sang this one, but I from what I understood, this guy, he sang along with it. There, you can actually find tracks where this wrestler we're about to hear. And this was the wrestler. I mean, even if anyone listening in right now, even if you never watched professional wrestling in your life, everybody knows Hot Lips. You know what I'm talking about?
Hot Lips Hogan.
Hot Lips. You remember in Rocky?
Thunder Lips.
Thunder Lips. Hot Lips. That's from MASH. Thunder Lips. Hogan. Hulk Hogan. He's the most famous wrestler of all time. And he's had several theme songs, but his most famous one was the one written by Rick Derringer, who was a classic rock and roll star. And he actually did many of the theme songs in the 80s. Like, everyone was just using the same guy, so I want to get to it. This one was called The Real American, and it's classic. Everyone remembers this one.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
So that was Hogan's thing. Now, you cannot mention Hulk Hogan, especially if we're talking about history, without going and talking about one of the other greatest wrestlers of all time, and that was Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Who I remember.
The Wild Scotsman.
So, you know, when he was on WCW, he used to wear this, like, first of all, his kilt and his leather jacket, but he also had this, like, t-shirt with this giant check on it, like, people he was checking off of his list. And this, I mean, his theme song never changed.
Yeah.
30 years in wrestling, and it was still... I love this music.
I just realized who John Davis got his inspiration from.
Absolutely. John Davis must have loved Rowdy Roddy Piper. His mom was like, Jonathan, you have to learn to play an instrument. And he had to go with Rowdy Roddy Piper with the bagpipes.
Yeah.
But this is, what's the official name of this song? Is this like Scottish fighting music?
I think it's an official song. Let me Google it. 2 seconds. Um,
No, but you're right. You know, you wanted to sing about it. You wanted to talk about it earlier. Now I'm thinking about Roddy Piper and his check. Yeah.
One thing. Did you know Roddy Piper was actually Canadian?
That makes so much no, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. Whatsoever.
That is so weird.
Well, I guess you have to do it. You know, you get your you know, they give you characters.
One second.
Somebody was calling in there. Oh, there we go. 1 second. Yes.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. This is Ben calling with the Home Security Group. How are you doing today?
I believe that we can't talk right now. 1 second.
Gray radio.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. All right. So point is, this is why we have to screen our callers better. The problem is they give you your name sometimes, and they give you your characters, and then what are you gonna do? You know, that's what you have to give. For instance, one of the characters of the theme song that we're about to play right now got to choose his own character when he first joined wrestling. And they're like, what do you want to be? And he was like, in the beginning, he's like, I think I want to be this, like, Jewish Mossad agent. That was his first thing.
Really?
And then he was like, you know what? I don't want to do that because then I don't want to bring Judaism into what I'm doing. And then he ends, you know what? I just want to be who I am. And that eventually became this.